if you don't see any other movie in theaters this year, I highly, highly, highly recommend you go see Dune in theaters, because Dune. Hello, Nerdy Legion! We got a little bit of housekeeping to touch on, but thank you for joining me. I, as always, am Dustin. This is the Comic Talk Headlines, right here on Comic Talk Today, the nerdiest news show that is to news the nerds and the things and words. Okay, here's the stuff. Okay, nerds, a little bit of housekeeping before we jump in. Trying some new gear out for this episode, so if things sound a little off, it's because I couldn't find my backup audio system. Again, still kind of in the middle of moving, so I apologize if this is less than the usual quality, but it will be fixed by the next episode. Aside from that, I think that's everything. We will have some more reviews over on the Big Show outlet, so definitely check out Big Show Entertainment Network. If you are listening on just the audio, shout outs to the Nerdy Legion, all of the podcasts and such on there. It's a great community that I have found my way into, so I appreciate you guys. Hopefully that will become a little bit more as Comic-Con season descends upon us, which we talked about in the previous episode. Anyway, all of that being said, I had a wonderful weekend. It was a family reunion. Thank you for asking. Now we're going to get into the news. Okay, TV streaming. This started out as the smallest section for the episode, and then this morning the news kind of exploded with some stuff. So, and then also I found some things that probably should have been in the previous episode, but we're going to get to all of that. First and foremost, we're talking about a couple of follow-ups. First is The Good Omens just announced this morning that there is going to be a season 2. Which is really weird because it was supposed to be a singular standalone season, but that just shows you how awesome that season was, because the fan outcry for more was so loud, Amazon went, if we can, you know, make the contact and do the things with the Neil Gaimans and the stuff and the hey, then we will absolutely do it. And they totally did. And we have David Tennant and Michael Sheen are both coming back to play their lead roles for the show. That is the only things we know as far as actors go that are returning. Because of the nature of the show, I wouldn't be surprised if we just got a different slew of top name actors for this new season, but we will definitely be keeping tabs as this moves forward. Our other follow-up for this episode, for a hot second in my head, was a movie follow-up, and then I looked a little bit deeper because I can do that. It's Foundation over on Apple TV Plus just dropped a new trailer. I know this should technically go in the trailers portion of this section, but wow, I kind of forgot this was happening, because who has Apple TV Plus? I mean, besides people who just bought a new Apple device, and I really don't know any of them. So, yeah, pretty freaking awesome. If I'm going to have to find a way to watch this, because I really don't think I'm going to purchase a streaming service just for one show, unless this one show is so amazing I feel like they deserve my money, and I'm kind of poor, so that's going to be a really high hurdle. Anyway, that is what we have for follow-ups. Definitely go check out that Foundation trailer. It's pretty freaking awesome. Definitely taking some liberties, but I'm gonna stop nerding out. We're gonna keep moving. We are now rolling into the trailers section. And the only real trailer of note besides that Foundation trailer is Loki. Loki just dropped a mid-season trailer. And yeah, it's more of the same, which isn't bad. I'm not saying that this Loki series is bad by any stretch, or is predictable even, but it's not like, I just don't understand the point of a mid-season trailer when you haven't taken a break. Like, Walking Dead does mid-season trailers, but that's because they take 2 months off in the middle of the season. So they're like, hey, we're coming back, and here's a little taste of what's going to happen in the second half of this season. Whereas Loki hasn't taken a week off yet, so why do we need a whatever. Continuing on, we're going to break into the actual news now, and first up we have, this is one that probably should have went in the previous episode, I don't know why I missed it, but it is here now, and we're talking about Echo over on Disney Plus. Echo is going to be a spin-off series from the Hawkeye series. Now, the only reason I caught this, as I said, it should have been in the last episode. The only reason I caught this is because there's some rumors swirling around that we're going to definitely get into real deep in the rumor section, but still pretty freaking awesome. Announced that they have cast the lead actress, Alakwa Cox. She will be playing Echo in the Hawkeye series, so obviously she will also be coming to this series as the titular character. So therein lies everything we know. We're going to move on. Our next piece of news, Smallville is coming back. We are getting more Smallville, but it's not exactly what you think. First off, we don't know exactly where it's going. All we know is Tom Welling said that the animated series that we talked about in the rumors section previously is in fact happening. He and David Rosenbaum, I can't think of his first name. I think it's David. Anyway, continuing. They are definitely working on an animated series because they both are in the producer realm of things and director realm of things these days. So they have the power to make this happen. They also said that they're going to be trying to bring in as many of the original cast members from the live action series as possible. So crossing fingers that they get everybody, because I'm pretty sure everyone is still alive that was associated. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that is a possibility. They could get everyone, which is awesome. That is all we know about Smallville right now. So let's jump over to another CW property that is not DC related, and that is Supernatural. This is another one that happened over my long weekend, so I don't know if it dropped when I was doing research for the last episode, but either way, it's been out there for a minute, so if you don't already know, please allow me to let you know that Supernatural is making its return in a way, and there's some controversy, go figure. So, Supernatural spin-off prequel series. This will be the first time, if it actually gets greenlit, because no word as of yet whether or not it's going to be greenlit past a pilot episode, but it is going to be called The Winchesters, and it's going to be following John and Mary Winchester, who, if you don't already know, are the mother and father, not respectively, of Sam and Dean Winchester. Of note here, Jensen Ackles, who played Dean Winchester, and his wife Janelle Ackles are set to produce. Also, Jensen is going to be the narrator for the series. It's going to be told from the point of view of Dean, which is very interesting. The bit of controversy that I mentioned a moment ago has to do with the fact that, well, John Winchester was not a hunter until after the death of Mary. Matter of fact, according to the original mythology, John Winchester had no idea what a hunter even was until after the death of Mary. So, very interesting, and it's not like, so part of me when I saw this, I was like, oh, well, maybe they're gonna show the relationship between John and Mary and then show Mary as a hunter and John's going to be oblivious. But if you read the synopsis that has been released from the CW or from Jensen directly, it's one of the two, it says that it's going to follow their exploits as hunters together, which is a gigantic retcon and kind of changes a lot of dynamics of that first season of the original series. So who knows how they're going to fix it, if they're going to fix it, if they're just going to lean into the fact that it's kind of a retcon. Remains to be seen. That is, though, all we know. Oh, no, there is a little bit more. Hold on. Where's the guy? Robbie Thompson is going to be a producer on the project as well as a writer. Robbie Thompson is notable because he is one of the lead writers for the original series in the final years. I believe he started out as just a regular ass staff writer and then moved up, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But either way, he was a lead writer in those last few seasons at the very least, and he is going to be a lead writer in the new series as well. So already getting a little bit of a blessing. Well, a bit of a blessing because it's created by one of the originals. So definitely be keeping tabs on this one. We're not going to talk about the Jensen and Jared kind of little spat that they had on Twitter, where Jared, who played Sam, got a little bit grumpy about it because he didn't know about it. It's silly. We're moving on. Our final piece of TV streaming has to do with Galaxy Quest. Now, I almost put this in rumors because we've heard this before. A whole different creative crew was attached to it, but we've definitely heard this before. But this one is coming directly from a legitimate, like, actual newspaper. The Times did an interview with Georgia Pritchett, who has teamed up with none other than Simon Pegg to write a pilot for a Galaxy Quest. I know, I totally buried the lead. Galaxy Quest TV series. Galaxy Quest TV series. That's all that it is right now. It is the two of them coming together to write a script. Hopefully it will become something more. No word as to who's going to pick it up. If it's going direct to streaming, very likely. I feel like that's going to be a thing. I don't know. There's a lot there. We will unpack it as more news comes down the pike. But that is all we have for TV streaming. And now, let's talk about movies! So, we have a bunch of follow-ups, we have some new trailers that dropped. We only have one actual piece of new movie news, but it's still a really big section, so let's just jump right in. First up, we're talking about follow-ups. We have a follow-up on the Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Remember, they announced the subtitle a couple of weeks ago, and now we have a casting announcement in Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman is going to be joining the voice cast as Optimus Primal. If you remember from the cartoons, Optimus Prime and Optimus Primal, two different characters, even though they have almost the same name. Richard Cullen? Yes, Richard Cullen will be... Peter Cullen, I apologize. Peter Cullen will be making his return as the voice of Optimus Prime. So we will get the actual... That means we're going to be seeing some sort of interaction between Prime and Primal. And that's kind of awesome. Also coming back is Michael Bay as executive producer, alongside, though, Steven Spielberg this time, which makes a very interesting landscape. I'm just going to say that. That is all we know for the moment, so let's move right along. Our next follow-up is a couple of movies that have recently gone into the principal photography stage, and that is Aquaman 2 as well as John Wick 4. Both of those movies have moved into principal photography, so we will be keeping tabs on those as well. Next follow-up is Dune. New release date for my most highly anticipated movie right next to Mortal Kombat of the last freaking decade. Dune will now be released on October 22nd. Originally, it was going to be earlier in October, but they wanted to move it back a little bit so as it wouldn't compete too much with the new James Bond movie, which is coming out October 8th. Also, in the vein of relocating movies, we did get some more updated release dates for a couple other movies. First is Many Saints of Newark, which is the prequel to The Sopranos. That is coming out October 1st. And then Cry Macho, which is the new Clint Eastwood movie, is being released on September 17th. So, a little bit of moving around. Dune, Cry Macho, and Many Saints of Newark are all going to be simultaneously released on streaming for HBO Max as well as in theaters. Though, if you don't see any other movie in theaters this year, I highly, highly, highly recommend you go see Dune in theaters because Dune. That is all the follow-ups we have for this episode. We're going to touch briefly on some new and notable movie trailers. We got a new trailer for Shang-Chi. Remember, that movie is set to release September 3rd. Halloween Kills, actually, their trailer was leaked for a day, and then they finally actually released the proper trailer. That movie is set to release October 15th, and before you go watch that trailer, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a warning. It seems that the trailer gods are angry with this one because I really feel like they give away every single kill in that trailer because wow, wow, wow. Wow, that's bloody. Okay, continuing on. Our next one is one that I didn't know previously, but after watching it, it's something you're probably going to be interested in if you are a horror movie fan, and that is the new Netflix movie, Blood Red Sky. All of the links are found in the show notes down low, but yeah, definitely vampires on a plane, effectively, but not like snakes on a plane in that it's so bad it's hilarious, but this one looks like it's legit gonna be pretty freaking good. Very unique take on the vampire genre. The release date for this one is July 23rd, so I think this is the only trailer we're going to be getting here, but it's worth a watch either way. And then our final new trailer is the Fear Street trailer. This one is a little different in the excitement level. This one kind of has plateaued, I think, the Fear Street movies. Once the first one comes out, maybe we'll be excited about the second one, but I'm a little trepidatious at this point because from this trailer, it kind of looks like just a generic slasher movie. And that's not what I want from R.L. Stine. R.L. Stine is the man who twisted my childhood. I blame my sense of humor on Pete and Pete and Rocco's Modern Life, and I blame my obsession with horror on none other than R.L. Stine. So I really hope there's a lot more to this than what they're giving us in the trailer. And if there is, congratulations, you gave me a good trailer. If there's not, then you ruined it, and I'm sorry, but it's your fault. And we're moving on. Our one piece of actual news has to do with Rogue Squadron, the new Star Wars movie that is Patty Jenkins' fare. It has been reported previously that Patty was going to be at least one of the writers. Now it sounds like it's not going to Patty at all. There have been a number of rumors surrounding this, which we're not going to touch on because they have officially announced who the screenwriter for this movie is going to be, and that is Matthew Robinson. Matthew Robinson has worked with Ricky Gervais, has worked on the new Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt, the continuation of Live, Die, Repeat. It's Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat is the name of the movie. Edge of Tomorrow, I think, was the U.S. title of the movie. And that's really it. He's done some live TV stuff and some other things that weren't really nerd cred worthy. Those are the two big, Ricky Gervais is a comedy god. He worked with him on The Invention of Lying. So he's got screenwriting chops. Are those going to translate into good a nerd movie? Maybe good Star Wars? Star Wars is transcendent, right? You don't have to be a nerd to love Star Wars. So as more stuff comes out, it definitely bodes well that Patty Jenkins is staying away from the script on this one because we saw what happened with Wonder Woman 1984. Oh boy. So that at least is some sort of step in the right direction. Is it a baby step? Is it a giant leap? Only time will tell. That is what we have, though, for the movie section. So now, rumor mill, and I'm playing a little beat the battery, apparently. I have about 20% battery left, and we've got a giant rumor mill to deal with, so let's go through this real quick. Hawkeye, remember we talked about that Echo series just a moment ago in the TV streaming section? Well, Hawkeye has a number of things going on aside from the Echo spinoff, though one of those things does deal with the Echo spinoff. So let's just start at the start and then take it away. My name is Simpson Bartholomew. Anyway, Charlie Cox is rumored to be coming back as Daredevil in the Hawkeye series, which is pretty huge. This one has been kind of ever-present for a long time, but now we're starting to get it from a little bit more reliable sources. Also, many, many sources are saying this is a thing. I still feel like that none of the sources are big enough for us to go above 50%, but Hawkeye bringing us Daredevil, I feel like that's pretty strong. This rumor then continues on to say that Daredevil is going to not only be in Hawkeye, but he's going to be a prominent role in the Echo series, which makes sense because Echo is generally more associated with Hawkeye, or with Daredevil than with Hawkeye. So that makes a lot of sense. Kingpin factors into this, depending on which version of the rumor you're reading, but it's all kind of one and the same. So that's all pretty huge. And the rumor then goes on even further to say that not only is Daredevil going to be in this, but multiple other undisclosed Netflix Marvel characters are also going to be making their appearance in the MCU in the Hawkeye series. So, we're gonna touch on this in two different percentages. Likelihood that Daredevil makes his appearance in the Hawkeye series. Again, because of the quality of the source, 50% is the highest I'm willing to go. And that's as high as we're going. I don't want to bury that lead too far. But as far as Daredevil playing a major role in the Echo series, there's a number of things here at play. First off, this is rumor based on rumor, so we can't go above 50%. But this is also assuming that Feige wants to really roll the dice and have Daredevil be a secondary character in two separate series, when he was probably the most popular Netflix Marvel character of the lot of them. I know Jon Bernthal's Punisher was also huge, but Daredevil's the one that got the three seasons. Let's just say that. All right, so likelihood for that one, I don't feel comfortable going over 30%. That doesn't seem to hold as much water as the possibility of us being introduced to Daredevil in the Hawkeye series. So moving right along, we have Obi-Wan. So this one was kind of a weird one, and the only reason I put it in here is because it's Star Wars, and it kind of leads into the next rumor that we're going to talk about. But Obi-Wan, the new series that's going to be coming out next year, according to this rumor, is going to deal very heavily with the Inquisitors. Now, I really felt like this was already a thing that we knew, but apparently not. And the rumor then goes on to say that it's likely that the Inquisitors are going to be sent out to find Obi-Wan by the hands of Darth Vader. We do know that Hayden Christensen is going to be coming back in some form to this series, so that also stands to reason. So I'm going to put a pretty high percentage on this one because I thought this was already knowledge that everybody had. We're going to go about 80% likelihood that the Inquisitors are going to factor pretty heavily into the storyline of the Obi-Wan series. That, again, leading us into our next rumor has to do with the Darth Vader series. Darth Vader is now also reportedly, is getting another rumor that's reporting that he's going to be getting his very own series after the Obi-Wan series. To what end, the rumor does not specify, which kind of works in its favor, because if you had that kind of information, I'd be able to shoot you down outright, because that information would not have been developed just yet, because nobody knows how well the Obi-Wan series is going to be doing. So, Vader getting his own series, really the basis of this rumor has to do just with the fact that Hayden Christensen is returning, and they wouldn't spend all that money to bring him back if they weren't also going to give him a series. I feel like that's pretty weak basis for a rumor. All of that being said, the likelihood that any of this is true, honestly, we're looking at about 40%, and I feel like that's pretty generous, so I wouldn't put a whole lot of weight on that. Our next rumor has to do with The Witcher, and this one has to do specifically with Henry Cavill's contract. Now, this is a very interesting one, because just because he's contracted to do a thing doesn't mean that the thing's necessarily going to happen. If the series gets canceled before this happens, then it gets canceled and it can't go any further. But according to Henry Cavill's contract, according to this rumor, there are going to be 5 more seasons of The Witcher. Well, Henry Cavill is signed on to do 5 more seasons of The Witcher. It could very well get canceled after season 2, and then, you know, Henry Cavill's out of his contract because It's been canceled. Likelihood that he's signed on for that many? That's probably, I'd say that's pretty high. We're going to put that at about 70%. Likelihood that we're going to get any more beyond season two? Also fairly high. Not quite as high, just because the nature of Netflix and how fickle they can be. If they even slightly underperform, it seems like they're going to get canceled. So we'll put that one at about 60%. They're going to go beyond season two, this prematurely anyway. It's a pretty solid series, so I can't imagine they won't go to a season three and potentially a season, what would that make it, six? I would be surprised if we get past season five, but I bet we'll make it to season five. Anyway, continuing on, Punisher, we have, again, John Bernthal making his way back. Punisher is going to be the first of the MCU series to find its way onto Hulu, because it is going to be the first MCU-related series that is a quote-unquote R-rated series. R-rated meaning, you know, cursing and violence and blood and such. So this one just won't die. This is one of those rumors that just won't go away. And I feel like with fairly good reason, but it's all of that reason is based on conjecture and fan hopes and not anything that Feige has said. Matter of fact, it goes against what Feige has said. So likelihood that they're going to do this specifically, right now, I really can't put that any higher than, say, I'm going to say 40%, and again, I feel like that's a little high. Just because Feige is Feige and wants total control over everything that has that MCU association, and that would not be the case if this happened. So there we are with that one. Mass Effect is our next rumor, and this time it is a switch from the last rumor that we heard for Mass Effect. Previously, remember, we heard that there was going to be a live-action series for Mass Effect. Now, the rumor says that there's going to be an animated series for Mass Effect. It doesn't really go on to any more detail than that, but it does still kind of coincide with other things we've heard as far as Mass Effect getting a series. The solid part of that rumor was a series, not necessarily live action, especially with the casting of Henry Cavill. It seems that that lends itself a little better to an animated version. So animated Mass Effect series, put that one up. That's got to be a little bit higher than halfway there. We're going to say about 60% likelihood for that one. Also possible that this is where Henry Cavill's Mass Effect script came from. So there is that, because that makes a lot more sense. If he has a Mass Effect script now, he's going to be recording it, and then they're going to do all the lip syncing, because the animation process takes so much longer. It just makes a little bit more sense, doesn't it? Anyway, continuing on, we're talking our final rumor, and it is A Quiet Place 3. This one was kind of inevitable, considering what A Quiet Place 2 did, what A Quiet Place 1 did, so on and so forth. All of that, yeah, sure. Quiet Place 3 getting greenlit to go into early stages of production. Yeah, I believe that. I totally believe that. We're going to put that at about 85%, just because it is a little bit early after the release of the last movie. But again, it's done so well. It did, the last two movies have done phenomenally. So John Krasinski, what's next, baby? But that is all of the rumors. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to any and all of the podcasts that you can find over on nerdylegion.com. If you want to join me on my generally nerdy adventures, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.